Okay, hello. I am the guitarist of Circus Maximus. Thank you. Thank you. I have some questions to ask you. Would I just say hello to our audience before?
Yes. If I want to say anything to the audience?
Yeah, we are a web radio of Turin Polytechnic. And we want to say hello to all the fans of prog metal.
Yeah. It's coming to Italy is... It's the best. Italians are crazy, and it's always good to come here. We feel really welcome, so we love Italy. It's very good.
Yes, the first question was about Italy, because it's the second time. Maybe you already been here with Symphony X first. What about the Italian people, and what about the Italian fan of this kind of metal?
Well, I think this kind of metal in Italy is it suits really good. It's like I think it seems like the Italians they like the melodic metal with some intricate like technical stuff and but most likely melodies and stuff. So that's I think that's why. Yeah, Italy is great. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The other question is about the beginning of the band, because you started as a cover band playing songs of Dream Theater and Symphony X. And in Italy, there are many bands that start as you, like a cover band, and then become famous. Do you have some advice to give to those bands, some advice you would like to share with them?
Okay. Well, first of all, we never were a cover band playing Dream Theater. We did it one show, only one show, when we played I think it's 5 or 6 years ago. We played one Dream Theater song, and the rest was like TNT in Europe. So, but most like mostly we wrote own songs, but. None of them made the first album because we didn't think they were good enough. So, yeah. But for the Italian crowd, the Italian bands, just go for it. And if you want it bad enough, you can go anywhere with the music, I'm sure.
Yeah, they have to follow their heart, for example.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard. It's got... Because... Yeah, of course you have to have some contacts, make the right connections, and meet the right people at the right time. And but it's always good to start one place if you got a chance to release an album with a label, or even if it's very small. It always feels good to just get it out there when you play music. So yeah, just go for it.
Okay, another question is, coming back to your first, starting with, about your experience with Symphony X, what did you feel when they told you, you have to play with us, you have to come in tour with us? What was your first impression about that experience?
Of course, this was really cool, really, really cool. Symphony X has been a great band always, and the first time I heard them was, I think it was like in 94 or something. So it was kind of strange when we got the opportunity to go on tour with them, but as soon as we got to know all the guys in Symphony X, they're so good guys, great guys. So they're just ordinary people. So. Real down-to-earth and cool guys. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Another question is about during your tour, is something events that you remember that was very particular? I mean, something strange that we'd like to share with our audience.
What happened on tour? Oh my God.
Not about female on the backstage, maybe.
Well, there's so many sick stuff that happened. Lot of cool stuff. One cool thing, the last show in Paris, I got a condom on my microphone. The guys from Safe Next, they were making a prank on us because it was the last show and stuff, so they want to just like so you just fucked up. So yeah, it was really cool. They put like stuff on the drums and yeah, so it was cool, really cool. It's a lot of stuff, but I don't remember right now. I don't remember anything from the tour. I have to dig a little bit, but it's very sick, you know.
But it's something very particular. I mean, it's something that give you some emotions going away.
Of course, of course. When we meet all the people and the fans and see a lot of new places and towns and countries that we've never been before, and that was very big experience, and it's very, yeah, it's very, very inspiring. So at least for me, I think it was the best shows for us was in which I felt was the best right then. I think it was in Italy, of course, and in Spain. It was really good, really, really good.
Another question is about your life when you don't play. I mean, do you have any other works, or you just play guitar as a professional guitarist?
Well, I'm a store manager in a music instrument shop, so I work there and I sell guitars and stuff. So that's what I really do.
So you chose the best one to play?
No, the guitar? Oh no, far from it. Well, to admit it, I'm kind of lazy, you know. I got some chances when maybe to have a custom model built, but it's like I'm really happy with what I'm using right now. So not right for the moment. So it takes a lot of time to like find the best one. So right now I think it's the best one I'm using. So.
Okay, and do you have any future project? I mean, another CD, or now you just want to take a tour before and then think about another work?
I don't think there will be another tour before we record a new album. I don't think so. Right now, I don't. It's nothing planned. So maybe there will be some shows here and there, but we have started to work on the new album already. So. Hopefully, if we already during next year. Hopefully, I hope so.
Okay, thank you so much for this opportunity, and I hope you enjoy your journey in Italy.
Thank you. It will be great. Italy is great. Warm people, we love it.
Thank you. Bye.